Close your eyes. Take a deep breath while exhaling. Allow your body to relax completely. Take another deep breath while exhaling. Allow your body to relax completely. Now mentally visualize and imagine a soft red mist surrounding your entire body. Pulsating and vibrating, penetrating in and throughout your entire body, energizing and activating the area at the base of your spine, the base chakra center. Change the color of the mist to orange. And visualize and imagine a soft orange mist surrounding your entire body. Warm, pulsating, and vibrating. Energizing and activating the creative center, the sexual center, the area of your belly. The mist in yellow. Mentally visualize and imagine the soft yellow mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the light center, the power center, your solar plexus. Change the color of the mist to green. Visualize and imagine a soft green mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the heart center, the love center. Now change the color of the mist to blue. Visualize and imagine a soft blue mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the throat center, the power of the spoken word. Change the color of the mist to purple. Simply visualize and imagine a soft purple mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the brow center, the extrasensory center in your forehead. Change the color of the mist to violet. Visualize and imagine a soft violet mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the crown center on the very top of your head. Now all of the colors combine to form pure white light. Visualize and imagine pure white light coming down through the top of your head to your forehead and your eyes, healing your eyes. Pure white light flowing into your face, your cheeks. Pure white light flowing into your mouth and down into your neck, your throat. Pure white light flowing into your shoulders, your arms and hands, and out your fingers. White light flowing into your chest, to your abdomen and your waist. White light flowing into your thighs, into your knees, your calves. Your white light flowing into your ankles, feet, and out your toes. Your white light flowing throughout your entire body. Now release the past into this light, as if a great burden is lifted off of your shoulders, and you become lighter and brighter. Release all negatives into the light, as you continue becoming lighter and brighter. Release all fear, doubt, and guilt into light, and you becoming lighter and lighter. Release all anger into the light, and you becoming lighter and lighter. Release all human relationships. Forgiving all things past, forgiving all things present, forgiving all things future, as you continue becoming lighter and brighter. Now release your own self-image, your opinion of yourself, your ego into the light. Becoming lighter and brighter. Now release death and the departed into the light. Becoming lighter. Now mentally repeat, I am a light being. Radiate the light from my light center throughout my entire body. I radiate the light from my light center to everyone. I radiate the light from my light center to everyone and everything. In the center of a large bubble of light. Only light and love can come in. Only light and love can be here. Thank you, God, for everyone, for everything, and for me. Relax. Take a deep breath. And go deeper. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you can feel yourself going deeper. You will enter a deeper, healthier level. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7, 6, deeper and deeper, 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper, 2, 1, you're now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, much deeper than before. At this level of mind, it's the ideal level for you to visualize, imagine, and create the three circumstances that you wrote on your paper. So take a moment now to visualize and imagine that first circumstance, the first result, visualize it, imagine it, create it. Then announce your trigger word that will be the trigger for you to recall, to visualize and imagine this event. Visualize a successful completion of this circumstance, for this event, occurring exactly the way that you want it to be. Relax, take a deep breath, and go deeper. Now visualize and imagine, create the second circumstance that you wrote on your paper. Visualize, imagine, and create that result. Print the trigger word for that circumstance and that event. Visualizing and imagining and creating that circumstance as a reality. Visualize, imagine, and create the third circumstance that you wrote down. Visualize and imagine and create that result. Now I print the trigger word for that circumstance and that event. Exactly the way that you're committed to having it be. Relax, take a deep breath, and go deeper. From now on, any time that you want to visualize and imagine these events, bring forth your trigger word. Close your eyes and visualize and imagine those circumstances occurring exactly the way that you're committed to having them be. And that will be the result you produce. Visualize and imagine a project on which you are now working, or that you're about to begin, and see that project forward to a successful completion. Take your time. Coming into your feet and your toes, moving your feet and toes around a little bit. The line is coming into your calves and your knees and your thighs, stretching your legs. The line is coming up into your waist and your abdomen and your chest. The line is down your shoulders into your arms and hands, stretching your arms and hands. Letting the aliveness up into your neck, into your face and your eyes, opening your eyes, wide awake, feeling fine, and in perfect health. Welcome back. Would you like to share how that was for you? Janet?
Oh, good.
How were your pictures?
They were good. Initially, I didn't really have a circumstance because they were mostly like thoughts and feelings like, oh, what I want all the time. So then I had to make it into like a picture that had
a little bit. Okay.
Good. I went through the visualization and then the light like going through me and remember feeling really cold at the end of that and I don't remember saying anything like that.
Okay.
Anything you said.
It's deeper. Who else? Good. Anybody else? Okay. Richard?
I started visualizing, but as we were doing the process, I was just really getting into the process itself. And I was waiting for you to say, well, now visualize what you got on your paper. And I was just there and deep, and I felt myself like kind of, it was great.
Well, did you visualize what was under your paper? Did you leave?
I think I left.
You thought, I think you left, okay.
Yeah. But it's all there, I mean.
It's all there. Okay. Anybody else? Mark?
I guess I'm the only one left. Did you say anything? Must be spoken. Okay. Well, I'll tell you. I felt a conflict in my one of my images.
Uh-huh.
I had to do an area of relationship because I'm sort of not with someone, but I was seeing someone and there's another someone in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That was the conflict.
So you didn't know which one to have be there.
Right. It was really tough because, you know, in a way, you know, given the work that you do, you know, sort of kind of got to let one go. It was hard to let the other one go.
Which one did you let go?
The second one.
The second one? Okay.
Well, actually, no, that's my point. I didn't let her go yet.
I didn't.
I mean, I let her go, but it was, you know, it's a very, you know, the tug is real strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows.
Well, which one are you going to visualize being with?
First one.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing that makes it kind of tough is the one I seem to care about the most is the one that is a little tougher to work with.
Well, did you visualize it being easy?
No, I didn't. Maybe I should have.
Yeah. Like, add easy to your visualization.
Yeah, I mean, the second one's easy, very easy.
Uh-huh.
It's an easy get.
It's probably why she's not the one.
What, the second one?
Yeah.
Maybe. I thought about that.
What it's hard to get is the one that's keeping you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it's interesting how that works.
Janice?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're committed to. But you can have whatever you want in that. I mean, more than one if you want, right?
Mm-hmm. So this is just a demonstration of how to start using positive imaging at the deeper levels. Mm-hmm. To meditate, to relax, to call forth that image and see it exactly the way that you want it to be, that you're committed to having it be.
Do you think it changes relationships?
It has power. It has power to create circumstances, to create events. It's a combination of goal setting, giving your word with intensity at deep levels of brainwave activity. Fertile foundations, so to speak, in a fertile area for the results to occur. And it does have power. So we use three of them. We recommend that you write down each one on a 3x5 card, or if you can get them all three on a 3x5 card, keep it with you. Remember your trigger word to pull forth that image, and several times a day, energize that result. And then when you get indication of action to take, take it to produce the result. So this will lead to action. And then you take the action to produce the result. So if you listen to the thoughts that you have, you notice what images they're generating, they're creating. If they're not supportive, if they're not positive, then cancel them out. And replace them with positive, supportive visualizations. Ones that you're committed to creating. You have the power. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all for coming tonight.